season that the Lions were going to win 10 games. Did you happen to hear that comment? And
mm-hmm.
It seems so out of character for the Lions. But by the same token, you look around the NFL these days, we've seen it. We've seen the Rams go 4-12 mm-hmm. and then win the Super Bowl and that kind of thing. So I mean, that's just standard everyday stuff in the NFL. Now, you can do that, go from 6-10 to playoff team.
Well, were they 3-13 or?
Whatever they were.
Yeah, that's all right. You don't have to get your facts right. Just
okay.
No, I mean, I think, John, quarterbacks got a feel, you know, through the off-season conditioning program, what type of football team they have. Obviously very talented. They've had a number of low-round draft choices. Obviously, you know, it's a different feeling there. You can see the way they've played. You know, leading the NFL in turnovers kind of gives you a good feeling for what type of defense they have. And they've always been able to move the ball with Mike. And, you know, they've got a very respectable running game and a great passing game, a number of top-notch wide receivers. So, no, it doesn't surprise me when a quarterback says something like that.
How about just John Kitten as a football player? Obviously, he's been in a number of places. What does this say just about his leadership and his character, being able to play at the level he's playing right now, all he's gone through, and kind of bringing this football team together?
Well, you know, John's a competitor. You can see the way he plays the game. All you have to watch is third and one, and you watch him take off to the outside against Tampa Bay, and you watch him get that first down. There's no question in your mind what type of competitor he is. That was one of the best one-yard runs I think I've ever seen, and against one of their best supporting safety. So, you know, he plays full speed. He's a winner, and one of the reasons why they're doing so well.
Frustration level, Mike, for the football team, and talking to Jay a little bit earlier, is it, you think it's more of a frustration level or more of a sense that the offense is getting close?
Oh, I don't know about all those type of things. Obviously, you're disappointed anytime you got a chance to win a game and you don't. You know, there's always disappointment. If there's not a lot of disappointment, you've got the wrong guys, you got the wrong makeup, and your football team's not used to winning. So, you know, that's just part of it. What you got to do is you got to go. You know, you got to go back and, you know, take a look at those missed opportunities and just keep on working in practice. So next time you don't make those mistakes.
Mike, you guys have owned the Lions 5 out of 6 times. What do you think about now that you've got to get all of these guys?
Well, one thing we don't do is we don't think about what's happened in the past. I think you do that and you live in the past. You know they're an excellent football team. They're 3-0 at home. You know, they're forcing turnovers. They're playing exceptionally well. You know, they went in there to Chicago, kind of dominated the football game. And so we understand what type of football team we're going against. So we're going to have to do the little things the right way coming off a short week, and it's going to be a great matchup.
Mike, have injuries changed the makeup of your team? Is that something you find yourself you have to fight through every week?
Well, I think, you know, everybody deals with injuries. You know, sometimes you're a little bit more fortunate than others. You know, what it does, it gives some of the players another opportunity. And, you know, when Ebenezer went down, all of a sudden we had some of our young guys get some opportunities. You take a look at, you know, Nalen or Ben Hamilton or even Javon Walker. And, you know, even a guy like Travis Henry with Selvin Young stepping up last game and played exceptionally well. So that's the nature of this game. What you got to do is hopefully they play at a high level. Yeah, Simeon's coming. Made some strides from before. I think he's a little bit healthier than he has been. I don't think he's completely there yet, but I think he will be in a short time.
You see Brandon Marshall every day in practice, but when you see him do what he did in that final drive of regulation, are you even kind of wowed sometimes just by his athletic ability, what he's able to do on the football field?
Well, I'm not, because I see him every day. I think, you know, most fans are, because they haven't watched him in game situations. You know, we've been watching him here for, you know, the last year and a half, so we've had a chance to watch him, you know, week in, week out. But obviously he's got, you know, a lot of ability, and, you know, he's learned to be a consistent pro, and he's got a big upside.
Can you address the view that Bly's had so far?
What's that? Yeah, Dre's played extremely well. Had obviously everybody points to, you know, the bomb, and, you know, if you're a cornerback, you've got to have to forget about those things, because no matter who you are, you're going to get beat. But Dre has played exceptionally well. I thought one of the reasons why we beat Pittsburgh was his play. He was player of the game, and you know, he takes it very serious. He hates to lose, and I'm glad he's on our football team. Okay, thanks.